This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. My next guest, Andy Goldberg, joining us now. Andy, welcome. How are you, sir?
John, it's a great day here in Detroit. Great pleasure to be with you this
afternoon. Hey, appreciate you joining us. The Big Deal, a practical guide to selling your business with confidence and clarity. I'm a business owner myself and have owned businesses since I was about 22 years of age. So these type of topics are really, you know, near and dear to me because I see so many businesses and I coach them as well, Andy. And one of the things that just breaks my heart is to watch somebody own and operate a business. They do it for decades upon decades. And when they get to the end, because they had no plan on what to do, you sell the thing at sometimes just the assets at pennies on the dollar and there's nothing in return. And yet they've worked their whole life for it.
It's the largest transaction they'll ever undertake in their lifetime, yet they don't plan for it.
Nope.
And really, this book is just all about getting business owners comfortable with the process of selling. It's a starter kit, if you will. It's not going to give everything from A to Z, but what it does is gives them the ability to dive into the selling process with their advisors, so they know what to anticipate, they know what to expect, they know what they should be prepared for, and they know the entire process, so there won't be any surprises for them.
Gotcha. Which, by the way, I appreciate that, because I think for a lot of people it's daunting. They don't know where to start. I've helped a few people, you know, buy and or sell businesses, and for a lot of them it's a huge... Well, you know, Andy, one of the largest mental things, even sometimes the most stressful thing, because they look at this, you know, business, they birthed it literally as a baby. It's now all grown up and they're trying to figure out what to do next. And for some, it's a huge traumatic thing for them.
Well, it's so interesting, and it's a great point, John. When we talk about right at the outset of the book about when is the right time to sell your business, we actually focus on the physical and mental well-being and the emotional well-being of the seller.
Okay.
Because all too often, they go into this not knowing what it's going to look like on the other side. Mm. Are they even prepared
let that child
have its next stage of its life?
Yep.
Are they prepared to no longer pick up the same coffee at the coffee shop on the way to work, have the same people in the shop that they socialize with throughout the day, have the same dinner table conversation? It's going to all change. Are they emotionally prepared for this change in what their world is going to look like after the sale?
I agree with everything you just said, and I see a lot of owners, by the way, doing exactly what you just said. In fact, a lot of them where it's on top of that, what do I do after the sale? If they haven't even prepared for that. And of course, I always tell people, Andy, because I've been one of those, I've bought and sold and done different things. And what I've always said is, you know, when you end up selling, you know, you might be surprised at how many other more opportunities actually come along and things that you can actually jump into if you have the right mindset. Because if you did one business successfully, chances are you can do another.
That's the skills we learn today are so varied as a business owner that they're easily translatable to other scenarios. And your point about what it looks like on the front end emotions, but also apply on the back end. As you said, there are a couple things that we often point out. We always like to make sure that our clients have a plan in place after they sell.
Mm-hmm.
Failing to plan is planning to fail.
That's right.
So one of those plans is, you know, a lot of times the company or the business owner themselves was involved in charitable projects in their community.
Right.
Well, maybe they want to take a more active role. Maybe they want to take a leadership role. a lot of them have so many skills and want to be mentors to young business owners,
right.
Whether it's the Small Business Administration or other local city, county business development groups. There is enormous potential for those people to help out new business owners. Of course, there's the invariable hobbies that they never got to take advantage of, whether, of course, now pickleball, or maybe they're into woodworking. Now there's some time to do it, and they can test those waters as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to have a little bit of foresight as to what they want to spend that time on. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two really, really important things on the back end,
sure.
John.
Sure.
Is your estate plan up to date?
Good point.
You may have hit a windfall in the sale of your business. Make sure your estate plan is up to date so your assets go to the people, charities, children, grandchildren that you want it to go to. And secondly, related, is your financial health, a review of your own financial
mm-hmm.
plan.
Mm-hmm.
Is the money going to be invested in a way that will last you as long as you think you are going to live?
Right. I'm going to add one more thing. I don't know if it's in your book or not, but when it comes to even the whole tax ramifications of selling the business, because the thing I've also helped some owners with, which I'll just say this straight up, not that I'm against business brokers. I'm not. They serve a great purpose, but they're not your tax planner, Andy. In other words, what they may find works really well for them to get the business sold may not be in your best interest tax-wise. You need to seek out several different advisors on the tax side of the fence, and I will tell you, just like anything else you would get a bid on, go get two or three different bids or opinions on that, and then take all of that information and make a decision, because I see far too many owners making bad decisions when they sell.
Right. So we even talk about, John, and you're spot on, about the different roles that advisors can play. We focus a whole chapter just on the different roles of a CPA or your accountant.
Okay.
And it may even be a separate tax accountant
True.
Who specializes in
True.
That area. It may be the lawyer. It may be a business broker or business advisor who may not, as you said, and probably doesn't have the tax expertise. There may also be other specific advisors if there are environmental issues or real estate issues.
Exactly.
So there may be special advisors.
Exactly.
But then we also, in this book, we also spend a very substantial portion talking and discussing the different types of structuring a sale of the business.
Mm-hmm.
The two most common in the likely, whether it's an asset sale where you sell your assets
right.
or you're selling the stock of your business.
Correct.
No need to go in more in depth.
No, for most people it wouldn't apply. Those that are listening,
right.
I know what you mean by that, Andy. And those of you that are business owners, if you've thought about this at all, yeah, get the book. You can also reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you along these lines. But I would say, first off, read Andy's book and get a good idea of what's going on before you do anything.
Thank you so much. I think there's a lot of great information in there, and it's really the culmination of 30 years of practicing as a lawyer and CPA that I've tried to distill into about 200 pages.
Nice.
For our readers. So,
Andy, really quick, what do you feel?
200 pages into 30 years.
When it comes to, you know, like me, I mean, I've seen different mistakes that people have made. I've mentioned a couple earlier where, you know, guys and gals work a business for a very, very, very long time. And when they're done, they didn't plan correctly. There's lots of things they didn't do with even the running of the business day to day where they sacrifice profit on the backside. But regardless, what mm-hmm. do you see, or what have you seen as some of the largest mistakes, you know, owners make either while running it or when they get ready to sell?
So I'm going to focus on when they get ready to sell, because that's really the essence of the book.
Okay.
There are a couple. One is underestimating the amount of time it takes to properly prepare your business to be sold and then to eventually get sold.
Great point.
This is not a 2-month process.
No, it is not.
Even for small businesses, we're seeing 6 to 12 months to get to make sure it's properly marketed,
yep.
to make sure it gets adequate number of offers so the offers can be
yep.
evaluated. That's one. Number two is people think when they hear the words due diligence, they think of the buyer evaluating the seller and what its business is like.
No, you got to do the other two.
Have the seller evaluate the buyer. John, that was great. You took the words right out of my mouth. Have the seller evaluate the buyer. Is this the right buyer for your business and for your employees to go work for once you're gone? I think that is an undervalued and too often a mistake that can be avoided.
Yep. No, I again, people think that, well, let me add this. if you're running the business correctly, you should be looking at the day it sells. And a lot of what you just talked about and getting the preparation done is already done on the front side. And I'm not bragging here, but when I sold my business, one of my businesses back in 2012, I literally put it on the market July 1st, closed August 31st, because, Andy, I had been working for several prior years to that date, knowing that when I was ready, it would be pretty much like, by the way, like having your house showroom conditioned, so when you go to sell it, there's not much you need to do. If you run your business that way and have it ready to go, the sale's pretty easy, by the way.
It's a great analogy. There's even the other analogy is start your business with the intention of selling.
There you go. Absolutely.
And how you're going to sell it.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I've coached a few businesses on the very startup phase saying, okay, keep in mind, someday you won't own this. What are we going to do all along the line to make sure when that day comes, you're ready to go? Because by the way, Andy, the other thing for those of you listening that happens, and Andy, I've helped individuals along these lines. I've got a particular client of mine right now that I'm going through this with right now. What if someone dies in the business, Andy?
It's the old succession planning conundrum,
yep.
John, of who is going to step into my shoes. You know this, and we always strive to tell our clients, if you make yourself obsolete, your business actually becomes exponentially more valuable.
Absolutely.
When you are no longer needed. People hear that, and they think that's funny and nonsensical, but it is
true all the time. So true. I mean, folks that are listening, and Andy, you know the numbers even better than I, but I will go as far as to say that you make that business run without you. You are not needed any longer. You probably have at least doubled its value, if not tripled it.
At least, John, it's, yes, I echo those thoughts.
Awesome. Andy, where do we get the book? Let me ask you that, and let's figure that out. Where do we get the book?
Of course, it's up on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, hardcover. You can also pick it up on my website, www.thebigdealbook.com.
Okay.
And if you want to chat more or you want to have an in-person conversation or want to shoot me an email, you can reach me at 248-455-6500 or andy@thebigdealbook.com.
Awesome. Andy, I appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. As you can tell, we speak the same language, and I appreciate you joining us, sir, very much.
John, thanks so much. It was a great day, and I hope Denver's great today.
That's awesome. Appreciate it, Andy, very much. Andy Goldberg again, The Big Deal, a practical guide to selling your business with confidence and clarity. And for a lot of you that are business owners where you've thought, okay, at what point in time do I look at that? Here's a guide. Here's a book that will help you along those lines, and I would encourage you to get it and read it. Gino's Auto Service is next, by the way. And if you're thinking about having somebody either look at your car, work on your car, fix your car, or just maintain it, Gino's Auto Service can do all of that for you. They're on the southwest end of town. Gino'sAutoservice.com. Gino starts with a J.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Gino's oil change service this month. Gino's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Gino's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Gino's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Gino's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors, and Dave would love to help you with your door upgrade, front door upgrade especially. He'll make it more secure, make it nicer, make it work better, you name it. He'll do that at 45% off, including his labor to install it free. Give Dave a call, his cost is what I should say, his cost on the labor and doing that. So give him a call today. Find Dave at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation. customer service, and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and Doors, and work with a company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
All right, group insurance analyst, e-gia.com. Health, home, auto, business we just talked about. They can do it all, e-gia.com.
Finding the right home and auto insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. You need an expert in home and auto insurance to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of home and auto insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com. Get more without paying more.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. No other guests for the rest of this hour. If you've got something on your mind, give us a call, 303-477-5600. Appreciate all the text messages we've been getting today as well. And again, if you want to turn those into a phone call, you are more than welcome to call us, 303-477-5600. Now, in turn, let's talk a little guns and what's going on in Colorado. Again, this is another one where I get people that want to join us almost on a daily basis to talk about the gun things happening in Colorado. I don't need any experts to come on and talk about what's going in Colorado because it's all screwed up. I've been telling you guys about some of these bills, the things that we need to be watching for and so on. Here's the dilemma in Colorado, and I'm not trying to be negative, but here's the dilemma. You can call every representative you want, but it's deaf ears. Sorry. And it's not that I'm not saying try. And I realize that, you know, even a blind squirrel can find a nut sometimes. So still calling matters. And I'm not going to say not to. But I will tell you that you're going to talk to people that don't want to hear from you anyways. It's deaf ears. So as much as there's a ton of individuals out there that are wanting you to be involved and testify and so on, and yes, those are good things to do, I'm afraid to say that I don't know if it matters much. We now have a thoroughly blue legislature. Of course, we have Governor Polis, who's about as blue as it gets. He might as well be a Smurf. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. So think of it this way. The Smurfs literally are running the state. As far as the Senate and the House and the governor, and by the way, a lot of other councils and even the Supreme Court. Thank you, judges, Supreme Court. I can go down the line here in Colorado. City councils, county commissioners, and so on. It's pretty much run by Smurfs. I don't know any other way to say it. And when it comes to gun control and what they're trying to do in this state, yeah, it's going to get bad, no doubt about it. Doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything and just kind of sit back and watch it happen. It's why I mention things here and talk about it on a regular basis. But, yeah, there are a lot of things going on, including there's a bill here, HB 24-1292, would call for a ban on the sale or transfer of semi-automatic pistols, rifles, shotguns with certain basic features. I've talked about some of these, by the way, in the past, and you can look that bill up for yourself. And again, should we say things about it? Yes, as much as we possibly can, but is it going to do any good? Good question. Craig, you're up, sir.
How you doing, John?
Good. Craig, how are you, sir?
All right. You know, as you talk about, you know, life on Earth and the, you know, the certain things have to exist for life to exist on Earth, that being there has to be a moon to create tidal waves, the moonlight provides light for nocturnal animals to navigate, it creates the tides. There's a lot of factors that the moon keeps the Earth's axis stable, keeps it wobbling. And then, you know, there's always been the you know, the curiosity about if there's life in other parts of the universe. Well, you know, as telescopes have gotten more and more radioscopes and telescopes have gotten more advanced, there has been the search for other planets that, due to their relevance and distance to the star that they're near, whether those could, you know, support life. Those are called exoplanets.
Right.
And they have discovered, you know, there's quite a few of these planets, some being larger, some smaller than the Earth, having moons around them. And then the habitable zone is the planet itself has to be a certain distance from the star that it's orbiting. If it's too close, it's too warm to support life. If it's too far away, it's too cold.
Right.
And then you throw in those factors of it having a moon. And then it has to be a certain class of star, which our sun happens to be in the class that, you know, provides.
Right.
So when you start throwing in all these factors, they're thinking, hey, you know, the chances are there may not be that many planets out there that could even sustain life. Therefore, we might be alone after all in the universe.
Yeah, and I'm one of those that would say we are. That's me.
So you have to look at it from a less biblical perspective. You know, science is kind of backing all that up.
Right.
You know, this
and really quick, Craig, not to be funny, but really this is serious because there's a huge movement even inside of the Christian world when it comes to knuckleheads believing in a flat Earth. And I'm being very serious when I say this. I'm not joking at all. So a lot of what you just said, by the way, they would just totally poo-poo because they don't believe anything in regards to what you just said a moment ago. And believe me, I call them knuckleheads because literally you'd have to be an ultimate knucklehead to believe in a flat Earth, Craig.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's also the people think the moon missions didn't happen, but yet you see those images of the Earth over the moon.
Well, and really quick on that one, Craig, I'm glad you said that. I was going to say this anyway, so I'm glad you just brought that up. Perfect timing. Here's my answer to people that say the moon landing was fake, and I think you'll be able to follow along with me on this one. I think everybody else can as well. You especially, though, Craig, will follow along. Because most of even the scientific community and NASA think that the Earth and the moon and the stars are billions upon billions of years old, which I don't believe. I think we have a young Earth. But these guys all believe in an old Earth. So, in turn, Craig, they felt like when they got to the moon, there would be this huge amount of moon dust, so much so that they built moon boots and big pads on the lunar module and so on, because they really felt like they were going to be landing in at least 4, 5, 6 feet of moon dust because of how old, because as you know, Craig, the moon collects dust because of what it is. So they felt like because of this old Earth theory and evolution and so on, that there would be all of this dust on the moon. So when we landed there, we'd need these big pads, big boots, and other things to actually make sure that they didn't sink down in like we would in snow and so on. Reality, Craig, is that didn't happen. There's very little moon dust actually up there. And here's my point. If that had all been staged in some sort of a you know, Hollywood set, given that everybody, even at that time, felt like there would be feet of dust on the moon, then why didn't it show it in the movie studio all these people think it happened in?
Well, they have video of them running around on the surface of the moon with those little lunar rovers.
Yeah, but really quick, I mean, you get where I'm, you know, my defense coming back to everybody that thinks the moon landing was faked, okay, I just dispelled it because if it was really fake, there would have been in these pictures a huge amount of moon dust, which there's not, Craig.
Well, there's the image of the first footprint set on the moon. Remember that image?
Right.
The boot print. And it sinks in maybe, what, 1 inch?
That's about it. Not very far.
No, I mean, it wasn't like they just went in with their kneecaps, you know.
But my point is, and I think there's even been some astronauts that have testified along the lines of what I just said, they all, because of this old Earth theory, felt like they would get there and have all of this moon dust they would be walking on. So my point is, for all of these anti, you know, everybody that thinks we never went to the moon, that was done in some Hollywood studio, believe me, if that were in fact the case, Craig, there would have been feet of dust, because that's what everybody at that time thought would be there.
Yeah.
But there wasn't, to your point.
When you were talking earlier about, you know, possibly leaving Colorado, when people consider Texas, right now, Austin, Texas, has become almost unaffordable for a lot of people that had moved there. It was one of the fastest growing cities, if not the fastest, and now to the point where people are being priced out of the market there and are now having to leave.
I saw that. And they're actually having a depopulation there.
Right, and a lot of, and then, of course, now Dallas-Fort Worth is now becoming the recipient of some of that population. So now you've got probably the cost of living in Dallas-Fort Worth going up because of the home values, you know, supply and demand.
Right.
So,
That's interesting, yeah. And I forgot to mention that earlier in the week, but yeah, no, you're right. Austin is seeing even big projects where they've gone in and built big apartment buildings and so on. Those things are going to fall flat on their face. Right now, at this point, they don't know how they're even going to fill them up.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed around Denver, just all of these high-rise apartment complexes popping up everywhere, even in places where you wouldn't 10 years ago have even considered, oh, I wouldn't want to live down by there, that area,
yeah.
You know.
The biggest difference here, Craig, and this is where I don't think the developers in Colorado will be as bad as Austin. The difference here is we, unless they get the construction defect law fixed in Colorado, the reason we have more apartments and they keep building them is because you can't build condos. So for some people, it's the only choice they have left to live in halfway inexpensively because they can't afford a house or anything else. Now, if they fix the construction defect law, yeah, I think that's going to change what you see even in regards to what you just said.
Yeah.
Currently, though, Craig, they put apartments up where land's cheap, as you know.
And like you said, you know, going to California, your politics are worse than Colorado.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
Yeah, and so there are, again, a lot of people will end up moving back to the Midwest, but then, you know, you put up the oppressive heat and humidity in the summertime.
And tornadoes, Craig. I'm kind of an anti-tornado guy, so yeah, I don't really have any desire to live where there's tornadoes.
And you would think Wyoming, and I suppose John from Cheyenne could speak better on it, you would think Wyoming would be the recipient of a lot of Colorado people moving up there, but the population of Wyoming doesn't seem
no.
to...
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, and I don't know if you heard me the one day, but I think the biggest reason for Wyoming is the fact that they don't have a good airport. If Wyoming would ever do something to have a decent airport, right now everybody from Wyoming drives all the way to DIA or what they feel are other close airports. So the reality with Wyoming and why their population hasn't done much is there's no airport to speak of.
And you're not getting away from the snow going to Wyoming.
Nope. And I hate the wind. So that one's a no-go for me, Craig. I can't do the wind.
Yeah.
I'm a native here, and I can't stand the wind. I'm not going someplace where it blows more than it already does here.
Well, there used to be an old joke, why does the wind blow in Wyoming?
Because Nebraska sucks.
Because Nebraska sucks, you got it.
That's always a good one. But, you know, Craig, to your point, and I'm glad you brought this up. I mean, there's just places where, yeah, there's some very, very nice places in the Midwest. You get a lot of, you know, land and home for the money and so on. You know, those of us that live in Colorado, you cash out, go to places like that and do very, very well. But, Craig, I mean, nothing against the folks that live there. I'm glad they do. But I don't want to be, you know, running to the cellar because the tornado's coming. Sorry, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Not me. And I've been in some of those areas. I've had relatives that have lived in those areas, and I've experienced some of those things, even as a young boy. And, yeah, no, not for me, Craig. Don't want to do that. Not when I don't have to. No, I don't want to do that.
And, you know, you see Texas, I mean, they have hailstorms every bit on the level we do here.
Correct.
In severity. Oklahoma, same thing. anywhere points east, you've got the hail and tornado possibility everywhere. And,
yep.
And these cold fronts, when we get them, we get the rain changing to snow instantly and maybe a little bit of wind with it. But when it hits that warmer air,
it's devastating.
It's violent.
That's right. By the way, Craig, somebody else just commented on your conversation about Wyoming. Somebody just said from Wyoming said this, and Wyoming pushes people away. That's the other reason why you don't see as many people up there. And that's a true statement.
Yeah.
So. All right, Craig, as always, man, appreciate it very much. Somebody else texted in and said they doubt the construction defect law will be corrected. Because the leftists don't want you owning it anyways. That'll be interesting. I'm not sure on that one. There's been enough pushback on that from those that want lower affordable housing. I agree that I don't think the leftists want you to own anything, although I think they'd rather you own a condo than a home. It'll be interesting to see if anything goes anywhere when it comes to the construction defect law. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, guys. High Five Plumbing, $100 off your next call. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and High Five Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need High Five to come out and to see what the issue is. High Five takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. High Five is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
All right, Premier Home Remodel. If you've been thinking about putting something or you've been thinking about doing something, but you're putting it off continually, don't do that any longer. Give them a call today. They'd love to help you out, especially a kitchen remodel. Make your other half happy, by the way. Give them a call today. Premier Home Remodels. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a...
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. And again, really quick, Premier Home Remodels. Let me finish up that spot. You can find them at klzradio.com. Call them. Wade will come out, talk to you. Great experience, by the way. Cannot speak highly enough of those guys. They're just fantastic. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, though, if you're looking to have something done when it comes to AC, an upgrade, or your furnace even, they can do it all. Financing available as well. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, make sure your business is fully protected when it comes to cybersecurity, which I do believe is going to continue to be on the increase. Why? Because it's a great way for them to extract money from you and or just disrupt your business. Make sure you're protected. Find John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com.
Cyber Guy John Cannata can manage your network and devices and keep cyber attacks at bay so you can focus on what you love. Hackers target businesses with employees who use multiple devices to connect, lawyers, accountants, professional services. You're a prime target for these criminals. John the Cyber Guy has a managed network solution that will ensure that you not only know when someone is poking around where they shouldn't, but you can respond appropriately. Very few business owners understand the dire consequences of ignoring network security. John monitors your entire system, and he's not just looking for damage being done. He's looking for specific exceptions to the norm that means someone might be ready to attack, giving you constant watch and advice notice of an attack so you can prevent it. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at no cost to you, and find out what he can do for your business by going to klzradio.com/security.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Text line, by the way, is full today. Thank you all for the text messages. Somebody else, Mark, actually texted in and said, you know, if the lunar landing, the moon landing was really fake, do you think people would have kept quiet all these years? Charlie always has a great saying, people talk. And if you think for 1 second they wouldn't have talked about that by now, you're crazy. Well, I think you're crazy in not believing it anyways, but I get it. People don't believe in the government. They have huge distrust. It's gotten worse. That part I fully get and understand. But don't be a wackadoodle with it when it comes to all of that stuff. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, you said my name. I'm like Beetlejuice. Sorry.
Well, this whole Wyoming thing, people talking about, well, just move up there. And I can't do the wind.
Why people don't want to move to Wyoming. One, it's not as cheap as it was to live in Cheyenne or Laramie. The houses are expensive because we have people that commute down to Colorado that have moved up here. Second, we don't have a lot of liberal social services.
Right.
And I've run into people that moved here from back east, Michigan, place like that. And a year later, they're like, we're leaving.
They're gone.
Why?
Huh?
Well, yeah, we couldn't find a good job and there's no welfare. Well, no, go find two jobs then. Part of that. The other thing is Wyoming people look at it and say, we don't have a state income tax and we don't want one.
Okay.
So if you want a rec center, you need to go find a private party and build a rec center.
I'm okay with
that. Well, but a lot of the people that complain and say, well, I'm leaving and stuff, they want all these rec centers.
They want the amenities of the other city they came from that they don't realize they pay dearly for out of their taxes.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then the other thing with the airport, John, Cheyenne just built a new terminal not too long ago.
Really?
And the runway was closed for 6 months. They had to redo the runway, and at the same time, they did some upgrades on it. The problem is there's no money to be made because there are a lot of people that want the convenience of, I'm going to drive to Denver so I can get on a nonstop to Cabo or Honolulu or, you know. Whereas if you're going out of a small airport like a Cheyenne or something, American tried it twice. American Eagle. They did it pre-American's bankruptcy. They had American Eagle into Dallas, two a day. They were always full to the point where there was a few times where my wife couldn't get on to get to work in Dallas, and she just had to drive to Denver anyway. And then after they came back and then they left during COVID because there was no business. But same thing. People want the convenience of a nonstop.
Right. I get that. That makes sense.
So where it, you know, Cheyenne if you were going into Dallas. Like, I didn't mind because I was, well, I was flying free, so
right.
You don't complain. But what if they had Cheyenne to Phoenix? Well, if you're not going to the Phoenix area, then you're changing planes there. Or a prime example is Casper still has, they have a flight to Denver. Well, okay, that's a long drive to Denver.
Right.
And they have a flight to Salt Lake on Delta Express. So if you want to go to the West Coast or something, you'd have to change planes. But people don't want to change planes anymore if they could drive, you know. Now that they've opened the toll lane, they haven't started tolling it yet, but from Fort Collins to, you know where the old dirt track used to be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's gone. But you know how you got that steep uphill?
Right.
It's three lanes all the way to the top of that hill.
Correct.
And then it goes back to two lanes when, you know, you come down. But so it doesn't take as long to get to Denver as it was. And, you know, other than the fact, I know a lot of people that will, the hotels there, if you spend the night before,
you get to park your car
out
there as well.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Do you want to do that with what's going on by the
Denver
airport?
I don't, but I guess some do.
Yeah. If you got old, like I might do it if I brought my old 11 truck, because that's not a prime target to get stolen. They might cut the cat off.
Yeah, but, I was just going to say, other than the catalytic converter, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd rather pay for one of the parking lots, the private parking lots, not the city-run ones.
Can't disagree with that.
You know, because the one that I use, they put it up. We have security. We have constant patrols. We've only had one car stolen since we opened. Well, okay.
Yeah.
And they use that in their advertising.
Somebody just said, too, that the daily flight from Cheyenne to Denver is frequently empty. That's a subsidized flight as well. I'm sure you know that.
Yes. Yeah. There's two daily flights into, and that's the other thing. Most of the small airports are subsidized. And, you know, you can look like right now, there's four flights a day from Eagle to Dallas, because that's a big ski hub. Eagle, Dale, you know, that's going to drop to one or two in the summer because not that many people are going to be flying. And some of the nonstops that are coming from the East Coast, they'll go away here in the next month because there's no money in it.
Right.
And, you know, but the big thing with Wyoming is if you come here, you got to realize that you're not going to get all the amenities that you get in Denver.
Gotcha.
But then, so here's my question. I read an article about they're talking about how they can bring people back to downtown Denver. You know.
Right.
Get rid of the bums and vagrants. Make it so I feel, you know,
safe.
So I can get a hotel off of 16th Street, one of the nice hotels.
Right.
Walk over to Coors Field, feel safe. And then stop at one of the restaurants along the way and not be harassed by a bunch of junkies and drug addicts.
Exactly.
And bums.
Exactly.
You know, and all the city has to do is say, we're not going to allow it and tell the cops, run them off. Don't allow it. Arrest them. But they won't do it because Johnson is in charge.
They're not going to do that. You're 100% correct.
Nope.
Absolutely not going to do that.
So will I go to a night game? That's iffy.
Nope.
You know, even though they try to keep it secure from, you know, down to Union Station from the field, and there's a lot of people, it's a crowd, it's still, you're taking a chance.
Yep.
Not as big a chance, but...
No, but, you know, the problem is, if the perception is most people will do just what you're doing and not go.
And not go, where, you know, if you're a baseball fan, and I know you're not, and today's opening day, by the way.
Oh, you're right, it is. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Today is opening day, and if you build
not at home,
they will come.
Probably a little cold here, but not actually today would have been okay.
Well, I think the Rockies open up next Friday at home. They're opening in Arizona, which isn't a bad place to open.
No, not at all. Absolutely.
The Mets got rained out today. It's raining in New York, so. But, you know, Denver's got so much going for it.
Here's really quick before I let you go, John. Here's something that I find interesting as well. the same people from Wyoming that will complain about people getting subsidies on EVs don't mind their airport and the flight to Denver being subsidized.
Well, that comes out of this, you know what? And that comes out of county and city funds. That doesn't come out of federal funds. Now, the airport, the runway and stuff is maintained federally because
Correct.
It's shared with
right.
It's shared with the Air National Guard. I didn't know.
I just think it's. I just think it's funny when you start talking subsidies and so on. It's funny that you know farmers, ranchers, et cetera. They'll complain about the guy with an EV getting one, but yet they're getting him on their farm.
Oh yeah. Well, it's the same thing. The guy who rented, who sold or leased his land, his grazing land to put a wind farm on, is getting big subsidies, and he's still going to complain about it.
Yeah,
because the windmills make too much noise.
Right.
Even though he's getting a big check.
There you go.
And have you seen the cows grazing right underneath the windmills? They don't care at all.
No, they don't care.
No. So, I mean, if you're a rancher and you want to make some extra money and it's windy, that's the way to do it.
There you go.
Let them put a wind.
Absolutely.
Lease the land for a wind farm. And
yep.
Your cows ain't going to care.
I'll leave it at that. Good one, John. Appreciate you very much. John from Wyoming. We'll come right back. Flesh Law is next. Civil criminal. Doesn't matter. Kevin will represent you. He'd love to go to court even if needed. He is never afraid to do that. 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. But after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right. If you're looking for a medical provider that thinks very much the same way we all do, actually the same way we do, that's Dr. Scott Faulkner. He would love to help you and be your doctor. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Level Engineering, find out from Alan Davis whether solar is right for you and your home. Call him today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A couple minutes left here of today's program before we close things out. Tomorrow, by the way, we've got movie reviews. And we're going to do tomorrow for, because it's Good Friday, we're going to do inspirational and or religious movies. It could be one and the same. You take your pick, and we'll do that tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Okay, there's been a ton of things, conspiratorially speaking, when it comes to the whole bridge collapse back in Baltimore with the cargo ship. Another one that has come out of late is that Angela Cho, sister-in-law of Senator Mitch McConnell, who drowned in her vehicle 6 days ago, was the CEO of the shipping company that owned the massive cargo ship that hit the Key Bridge and has caused its collapse just 24 hours ago. This was posted, I believe, yesterday. And then it says, conspiracy. She's supposedly drunk, backs her car into the pond, blah, 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 blah. Well, did a little bit of investigative work on that, by the way. And turns out that she was the CEO of the Foremost Group and died February 11th, 2024. The MS Dolly was owned by Grace Ocean Private, chartered by Maersk, or however you say their name, and managed by Synergy Marine Group. Ms. Cho had nothing to do with the ownership of the MS Dolly. So again, folks, there's all sorts of things that you're going to see pasted all over social media. And like I said yesterday, and I said it again on Tuesday, please, for the love of God, unless you know beyond a shadow of a doubt whatever you're posting is true, 100% valid, and can be proven, please don't post it. You just look like a moron when you do. And I have seen a lot of what I consider to be really good, solid people that I have known and respected for many years post things in regards to that particular ship. And I just shake my head because it's like, first of all, you don't have the foggiest idea what you're talking about, what you just posted. You know, all ships have redundancy, and that thing should have kicked in the minute the power went out. Really? I guess you've never worked on anything mechanical in your life, have you? You don't even understand the basics of how mechanical things even work, and just because something is there doesn't mean it always works. Trust me, I've worked on cars most of my entire life, for sure my adult life, and stuff happens. Now, what happened there? I don't know. More will come out, I'm sure. More people will talk. We'll find out more things as time goes by. But don't post things you don't know that aren't true. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, find him at klzradio.com for all of your future financial needs. Again, klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life, Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Oh, we are back, by the way. That's it for today. Tomorrow's movies are going to be Immaculate and Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. And then, as I said, 4 o'clock movie rental hour will be favorite, inspirational, or religious movies. Guys, have a safe night tonight. Enjoy your Good Friday tomorrow. Some of you may actually have the day off. It's a solemn day, I know, but then we head into Easter and a celebration on Sunday. So enjoy the rest of your weekend if you have tomorrow off. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.